What a beautiful expression of our hearts of worship this morning. Thank you so much, ensemble and musicians and music team and so many people that had a part in preparation and praying, really, that God would use the words and the ideas of this music in a powerful way in our service here this morning. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for being here. Harvest is a place where you're always welcome, and we hope that you feel that. We hope that you sense as soon as you're here on campus in this place that you're part of the family. So I'm glad that you're here. I'm going to read this morning from Matthew chapter 11. It's connected with the song that we just heard. The words say this, they're the words of Jesus. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Last week we talked about a fascinating contrast in the story of Jesus. Everything about his birth, his life, and his death is humble and lowly. And yet at the same time, it is royal and exalted. And there's this contrast that happens between the two. We ended up saying it this way. Jesus was the king who was born in a manger. And the example of Jesus as the royal son of God. There is a second contrast that's found in those who came to worship the baby and those we might have thought would come to worship him. You might think that the central religious figure of all time, the one who had been prophesied hundreds of years before that he would come as the promised Messiah, the King of all kings, you might have thought that there would be many that would have come to worship him. And it might have been the people who are religious and the respected, kind of the social, the ones with social credentials, the one that were exalted within the society. But that was not who came to see him. Instead, it was the outsiders and the broken and the weary, right? It was the wise men from afar, Matthew chapter 2 tells us, who came to find him. I saw a funny cartoon this week. It was a manger scene, and on this manger scene around the baby, there were three women, and one was holding fresh diapers, and one was holding casseroles for the next week, and there's the third one had lots of formula, and the caption underneath all of it said, "After the three wise men left, the three wiser women arrived." And the wise men came from afar to worship and to adore the king. They traveled a long ways. They diligently searched until they found him, and they worshiped him. And they were the outsiders. They weren't part of the inside group, the religious aristocracy. They were from afar. They were the outsiders. And then the shepherds, the lowliest of the occupations. You just have this idea that the shepherds are the ones who were kind of stuck working the night shift. Everybody else had, all the other good shifts, but they had the overnight shift and they were tired from work. Life had been difficult for them. It wasn't easy, and there's lots of struggle. I mean, they were the outsiders. They were the broken. They were the weary. The song the ensemble just sang at the end has sort of a contrasting take on an old familiar Christmas carol. It's a song that we sing a lot. In fact, we sang it as we began, opened our worship service this morning, and it's the song, "O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant." And it's a great song. But if we're honest, not every Christmaser feels exactly like that. I can just see some mom who is with little kids, and she spent the last month, you know, buying and wrapping presents and baking cookies and all the while changing diapers and cleaning up messes. And she's like joyful, triumphant. I mean, I'm just trying to survive until I can get these kids to bed and then maybe kind of crash on the couch and eat a bucket of ice cream or something. I'm not faithful, joyful, and triumphant. I'm just surviving. Or a person that's going to a challenging work environment every day, and they're trying to get to, you know, the end of the year and trying to wrap up everything, and they still have goals that need to get done, and they have deadlines that they need to meet. And it's sort of the idea, if I have to be faithful and joyful and triumphant, man, I'm never going to be able to come to worship Jesus. I think for most of us, there's this mix, right? Some joy and triumph. I mean, the Christmas season is a joyful time, and we feel that, but there's also some hurry and some frustration and some, just the rest of that in the mix at the same time. In fact, it's an interesting thing about salvation. Ironic, really. If you think you have it all together, then you're not likely to ever come to Jesus because you don't need to. In fact, that's exactly what Jesus said in some of his earliest words and found in a couple of places, but in Luke chapter 5 and verse 32, Jesus says, "I came not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." And just a verse earlier, he said, "They that are healthy need not a physician, but they that are sick." Here's what I want to tell you this morning. That Jesus' invitation, right from the very beginning, was never for the religious. It was never for the righteous. It was never only for the faithful. It was never, you know, go ahead and try to get your life together. And as soon as you get your life together, then you can come to me. No, it was never like that. Jesus' message from the very beginning was always the same. Come to me just as you are, weary and broken and tired and wounded. Just come as you are. Come unto me, all you that labor and are carrying heavy loads and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's his call. Come to Jesus. No matter our brokenness, no matter our unfaithfulness, coming carrying not gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but our fears and our tears and our bitterness, we can bring them to him. This is the song that we just heard. It said, "Come, all you unfaithful." Do you ever feel like that? You failed. You made a big mistake, maybe a bunch of them. And you've wandered away. And when you've wandered away, it's so hard to come back because you might feel like you've disappointed somebody or maybe a lot of people. And so it's difficult to come back. Come, all you unfaithful. Come, weak and unstable. Is that you? You're like, man, that's me for sure. I've tried and I failed and I'm tired of trying. I'm weak. I'm unstable. There's so much pressure. There's so much tension. There's so much heartache. There's so much loss. And I kept trying. I just got nothing left. I think that's Jesus' invitation to you. To you, to the weak and unstable. Jesus says to you, come. Know that you're not alone. He says, come, the barren and waiting ones. Maybe physical, maybe spiritual. You've been wanting something for a long time. Couples that have been wanting to have a child and just hasn't happened. Singles, you've always wanted to be married and maybe wanting to be a mom or a dad. He says, come weary of praying. There are parents in the room who have had children who have wandered. You might have a spouse that you're waiting to join you in your faith. You might have brothers that you've been praying for, or sisters that you've been praying for, or a dad that's been many years that you've been praying for them to join you in faith, or your mom. Maybe you've had a long time burden, a request that you brought up to God over and over again, maybe about some sort of change of life or some change of circumstance, and you're weary of praying. And I've brought this so many times. Come, see what your God has done. Come, those who are bitter and broken. Have you had some disappointments? Some plans that didn't turn out? Maybe you've had some people that have hurt you. And all that stuff's kind of piled on, and life just feels empty, or maybe even angry. Your heart has been broken and your confidence has been shaken and you feel lost. Come those who have fears unspoken. Man, we have so much anxiety going around. My guess is that if we were to walk around this room and kind of go row to row, just with every single row, we feel the anxiety of life and of the situation, the circumstances that we're in. And it affects us so much. We start carrying around the weight of the world. Have you had trouble sleeping? You wake up in the night and there's this overwhelming sense of fearfulness and anxiety. And yeah, come those who have fears unspoken. Jesus says, come taste of his perfect love. He says, come the guilty and hiding ones. You've got some stuff that nobody knows about. Maybe you've successfully hidden it, but the guilt that you feel is like a weight on your soul. Come, those who are wanting to run, come see what your God has done. Listen, I'm just telling you this morning that if you feel any of these things, that does not make you unworthy to come to him. In fact, just the opposite. You are exactly the ones that Jesus is calling out to. You are the one that he has come for. And in this moment, in this morning, I'm praying that you will sense, almost like everything else that comes with this season, all of the busyness and all of the activity, I'm just praying, and I have been praying, that would just sort of melt away in this moment, in this time. You would sense the calling, the gentle, humble, warm voice of Jesus, and he's just saying, come to me. This is why I came to earth. I did not come to call the righteous and not even necessarily the faithful. I've come to call you who are broken and hurting and wounded. Because here's the thing. When Jesus said, I did not come to call the righteous but sinners, I want to make sure that we don't miss the last two words. Because what it says is that he came to call us to repentance. Jesus' call is not just some warm, sentimental, kind of comforting invitation. It is an invitation to repentance. And repentance always means the same thing in the Bible. It means to turn around or to turn away from. It's the turning around of our lives. It's sort of identifying the brokenness. It's identifying our failure and our sin and just sort of laying it down in front of Him and seeking His forgiveness. That's the repentance word. And without it, we just keep mulling around in our brokenness, and that's what happens with too many people. The final anthem of the song is that He's the Lamb who was given, slain for our pardon. That's forgiveness. And His promise is peace for those who believe. So come, though you have nothing. Come, He is the offering. Come, see what your God has done. Listen, 2,000 years ago, first the shepherds visited the manger, and then the wise men, they came to visit Jesus, and they offered to Him their worship, and they offered to Him their gifts. This morning, I'm going to ask you to lay a different offering down before Him. I don't know how you're feeling this morning. I'm sure that there are some, though, that have walked in here, and you're just kind of bearing the weight of the world. This morning, I want to encourage you. Can you just name that thing? Weak and unstable? Barren and waiting? Weary of praying? Bitter and broken? Fears that have been unspoken? Guilty and hiding and wanting to run? Can you name that thing this morning and maybe sort of symbolically kind of write it down, like you're writing it down on a sheet of paper. Write that thing down that's kept you from coming to Jesus. And this morning, I want to ask you to kind of hold that out. If God is in His Spirit, if He's reaching down into your life and saying, man, that's me, would you just hold out that thing? And symbolically, would you come this morning and lay it as an offering before the manger, before Jesus? Because He's come to bear those wounds, to carry those burdens. This is why He came. He came for you. You'd bow your heads with me. Even if you're at home this morning watching live stream, if I can just even just ask you this morning to get in a posture where you can get alone with your spirit. And I want to just give you some time to pray. Just take that thing that you've sort of written out, whatever that is that's you need to lay down before Jesus this morning. He is calling. He's inviting you to do that. Name it before Him. Give it to Him. Seek His forgiveness. Lay that before the manger. Some of you here have likely either wandered away from God or you were never a child of His in the first place. And this morning, as we've been talking, as you've been listening to the moving songs that have been sung, you're realizing that you need His forgiveness. You need to submit yourself and your will and your life to Him as your Lord and as your leader. And this morning, I want to invite you, Jesus wants to invite you to come to Him in that way. And you can do that right where you're sitting. You just have to lay open your heart before Him. And in prayer, you can just tell Him that you know, you need His forgiveness and you want to be a follower of Him. You want to submit your life to Him and His direction. You can just tell Him in your own words. Or maybe if I can help you a little bit, maybe you might say something like this: Dear God, I am broken. I know that I've sinned against You. And I need Your forgiveness. I know that I've gone my own way. And I need to become a follower of You. Please forgive my sins and accept my faith in You and take up the leadership and the ownership of my life. Listen, if you've prayed that prayer this morning, God has promised that when we would believe and we would confess our sins, that He would be faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If that is a genuine prayer of your heart, God's promise is genuine to you, then you this morning are forgiven. You are His child. And I'd like to just encourage you that as you leave, it would be really helpful for you, I think, if you just let somebody know, I'm going to be out right at the front as we go out. You can just stop and say, Pastor Gary, I prayed that prayer. Or that our other pastors are going to be kind of all around the back of the auditorium, out in the outside. Just stop one of them and say, man, I prayed that prayer. It'll be encouraging to you. Give us a chance to connect with you. Let me encourage you this morning to take that step. Our Father, we thank You for the invitation to come. Come all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When you sent Your Son to this earth to be born in that manger, He came to be a Savior, a forgiver, a leader of our life. And Father, we are so thankful. I pray for some this morning who You've spoken to in very real ways. Some who are hurting, they know You're their Savior, but they're carrying some weights. Lord, I pray that they'd lay them down before You this morning. Let You bear those burdens with them because You want to. I pray for some who need to put their faith and trust in You and to receive Your forgiveness. I pray today, this Christmas season, December 2021, they'd be able to mark that down. I put my faith in Jesus. I pray that some would respond in obedience and acceptance of Your gift this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.